Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Refreshing glory.
lift your hand and we see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the timber. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 we see your glory. Let it be revealed. I do. Let it be revealed. Show yourself. We want to really, really, really know you. We worship you. How we worship your majesty, dominion, power, it belongs to you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, everybody. T.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen, amen. We're having some difficulties today with Blog Talk Radio, so just bear with us today. Amen. We're going to get through this broadcast. Amen. We're going to ask Sister T to open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and we're going to get right on into, hey, hallelujah, how about praying today? We're going to pray a little bit on this line today, because the enemy is raging, and as always, he don't want us to come together in unity. He don't want a word to be spoken on God's behalf. He want to keep us in turmoil. He want to keep us thinking ill against one another. He all, remember, he comes to divide. Amen. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. But we, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Amen. So we're not going to allow the enemy to come in and attack us on today. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. I bind the spirit of confusion. I bind the spirit of division. I bind the spirit of all that is not like God today. Hallelujah. And I'm standing on the scripture where he said, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God is looking for a holy people. Amen. I posted something just the other day. I think it was even yesterday. That just because you have the gift of preaching and teaching and exhorting and all of these other wonderful gifts that God give us, amen, we have to live holy. Hallelujah. We have to let our conversation be holy. We have to let our walk be holy. Hallelujah. Because God's eyes are on the righteous. God, oh God, I help me today, Jesus. God's eyes are on the righteous. Hallelujah. His eyes are on the righteous. And we have to do what is right, thanks to God. We have to do what is right. We have to do what is pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. The enemy, we know he's crept in. He's crept in unawares. Hallelujah. But I thank God for having a God that is a redeemer, a God that is a deliverer, a God that is a restorer. He's willing to restore us. He would that none would perish. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask Sister T to open up for us this evening. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to let the Lord have his way today. Hey, glory, 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 glory. We need it. If ever, before you pray, Sister T, if there ever was a time when we need to bind our forces together, it is now. Hallelujah. The Bible says pray without ceasing. But he also told us to watch and pray. Amen. Sometimes we get so caught up and we praying for this and praying for that. Hallelujah. And the enemy has come in. Hey, glory to God. And it's taking some of us away, holding us captive. Hallelujah. But God said he came to give us freedom today. Freedom. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So go on and open up with the word of prayer, Sister T.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Evangelist, can you give me like 2 minutes? I'm on a very loud plate, and I'll be about 1 or 2 minutes. I won't be in a loud place.
That's good. That's good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Give you all honor, to give you all praise, to give you all glory, because you are worthy, Father. Father, we thank you for all that you do for us, Father God. We bless you for covering us last night with your blood, Father God. We thank you for this broadcast, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all the people of God that come on here to hear a word from you, Lord Jesus. Let it go off the way you want it. It is your will, Father God. Let us stay in your will. We just thank you, Father, for all that you do, Father God. We ask you to cover this ministry, Father God. We ask you to cover the evangelist, Father God. We ask you to cover the spoken word, Father God. We ask you to cover our children, our family, Father God. Father, we ask you to deal with our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, Father God. Father, we ask you to use us for your own glory, Father God. Father, we just want to thank you that we love you today, Father God. And you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. We lift our life up to you today, Father. Let us be an example of what you are, Father God. Father, we thank you in advance for the people that are going to be saved, delivered, and set free from this ministry on this day, on this broadcast. We ask you, Lord Jesus, we bind the enemy on every hand, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you in advance for all the things that's going on right now, Father God. We just love you, Father, in spite of what it feels like. We love you, Father, in spite of what it looks like. We, Father, we just want to just thank you, Father. We just want to say thank you. All I can do is say thank you, Father, for all that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God knows what he's doing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Oh,
glory
to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in essence, we have already opened up with the word of prayer. Hallelujah. We just going to pray a little bit more, God. Hallelujah. We're praying, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Well, we bless you today, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So Isaac spake unto his father. He said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. Listen, people.
God is telling us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Abraham presented Isaac as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Let's finish this story, and we're going to get back to Romans 12. Oh, and he took, hallelujah. They came to the place where God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife. I'm talking about a living sacrifice today. Hey, glory to God. And he took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord, the prophet said on yesterday, God has a place for you. He said, God will open up your eyes. God, hallelujah, will tell you what to do in that hour. Remember, the Holy Ghost make it intercession for us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad I have the Holy Ghost. I'm so glad it leads and guides and directs me. Hiya, because I don't know which way to go if I didn't have this fire shut up in my bones. I would be lost. I would be like men, most miserable. Oh, but I thank God for Jesus. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in. I thank God that one day I reign in. Hallelujah. I reign in. Hallelujah. To the hawk of safety. Oh, and I'm safe. I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. Oh, but let's finish here. Hey, glory to God. The angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thine only son from me. Hallelujah. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Oh, what does that mean to you? God is a provider. God is a protector. God provided the lamb. Hallelujah. We skipped over that verse. Hallelujah. But let's read that third verse, 13 verse. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. See, we're looking for a prophet. Hallelujah. We're looking for an apostle or a prophetess. Oh, but guess what? All you need to do is look into this word. Hey, glory. Because Joel said in the last days, God was going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. We're looking for a prophet. We're looking for a prophetess. We're looking for an apostle. Oh, but I'm looking for King Jesus. Whoa, I'm looking for King Jesus, because God have a word for us. He said heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will always be settled in heaven. Prophesying is going to cease, but God's word is going to stand the test of time. Oh, let's go back to Romans 12, 1 and 2. Ah, God is trying to help us today, people. Hey, glory, how many want God to help them? I don't know about you, but I need help. I haven't made it yet. I'm not perfect. No, I'm not perfect. But my Bible tells me also, when I'm confused in my mind, when I don't know which way to go, in the book of Psalms, it said, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Sister Donna, Sister Cammy, Sister T, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. But you better know who's counseling you. Hey, God, because a spirit has been loosed in the land, a spirit of deception, a spirit of lust, a spirit of greed, a spirit of envy, a spirit of jealousy, a spirit of backbiting. It has been loosed in the land. Ah, and I've declared, you won't deceive me. Ah, I'm tired of this deceiving spirit going out into the land. And it came to deceive us. It came to take us off our course. It came, hallelujah, to destroy our peace. Oh, but my Bible said, follow peace. In Hebrews 12 and 14, it said, follow peace with all men. Oh, but listen at what else it says. It says, in holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Ah, glory to God. Let's turn there, because we don't believe that. Yeah, glory to God. Turn to Hebrews. Ah, God, I bless you today. Hebrews 12 and 14. Ah, God put this in my spirit. Ah, my spirit was grieved today. Ah, hallelujah. God knew it was going to be grieved. That's why he didn't allow me to post nothing. Ah, that's why he didn't allow me, hallelujah, to catch nobody today, because God knew what was going to happen today. He knew the words that was going to be spoken in my spirit to grieve my heart. Let me tell you, I don't see you all, some of you all I have never met personally. I've only heard your voice, and I've seen you on this line faithfully, and all many of you have contributed funds to this ministry. But let me tell you, people, let me tell you, if I didn't love you, I would not labor every day. I would not labor and bring quality, as I said yesterday and last week. Men and women of God that have the Spirit of God in their life, men and women of God that are sold out, they're not soliciting you for sex. They're not soliciting you for funds. They're not soliciting you for any other purpose other than preaching and teaching the word of God. I'm not ashamed of this gospel. I'm not ashamed of what God has given me. But the people that God have placed in my life, I'm not going to let them be polluted. I'm not going to let them be contaminated. I'm not going to let them be deceived. I'm going to send a warning to them, because there's always a warning before destruction. Ah, everybody won't hear a word from a prophet. You better get in this word for yourself. You better search these scriptures for yourself and see what God has declared about your life. I'm sold out. I'm almost 60 years old. I don't have time for no foolishness. If the Lord blessed me with a husband, glory to God. But that is not my intentions. That's not my heart's desire. My heart's desire is to see Jesus, and I want to see him in peace. Ah, if I got to go see him at 59 years old without a companion by my side, so be it. I raised my two children, and I've raised my four grandchildren and a niece. That's seven children, hallelujah, that I have raised without a man. And don't tell me you can't do it without a man. Call on the man, Jesus. I got to comfort you. Yes, we get lonely. Yes, we want a mate. But you better wait on God. You better wait on God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. I'm telling you, I'm not talking just to be talking. I have some experiences. I haven't lived 60 years and lived perfect. Hallelujah. I married one of my brother's friends. Hallelujah. We was in prison. Ah, hallelujah. Got out. Hallelujah. Wanted to be saved. There he was. Got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But drugs took him on out. And when I seen he would not conform, not conform to Adrian, but conform to my lifestyle. Holiness is my lifestyle. This is a life that I pledge to live. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. Lasted about 2 years. Got on drugs and strung out, and I said goodbye. Goodbye. Hallelujah. Been celibate. Oh, Jesus Christ. For almost 18 years. Don't tell me God won't keep you. Don't tell me he won't allow you to live a holy life. I'm talking to the women as well as the men today. He said, let's go on to 12, 14. Ah, I got to do this today. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Hebrews 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 14 says, follow peace with all men. And holiness, after you have found peace with them, the Bible said holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. So these are slick-talking men and women. They can come your way, but you better know it's of God. Ah, you think you're going through now. But if you get one of these devils in your life, they're going to kill you. Uh-huh. Ooh, glory to God. I tell you, we're living in a corrupt society. We're living in a day. We're living in perilous times. Men going to be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That's Bible, people. I will not let it happen on my watch. It will not happen on my ship. I'm responsible for this ship. I'm responsible for this ship. Who that make me? That don't make me somebody great. That don't make me somebody big. I'm just a lowly vessel that God saw something in and gave her an opportunity. An opportunity to what? An opportunity to have a platform where women and men can come on this broadcast and preach the gospel. But if you ain't living nothing, you won't be preaching on here. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Ah, if I preach and teach this gospel and I not live it, I become a castaway. I've invested too many years. I've invested too many tears. I've invested pushing back my plate. I've invested crying out to the Lord. I've invested denying this flesh. And I'm going to let a little slick talker come and tell me how beautiful I am. Well, the word of God already told me how beautiful I am. Because he said, I'll beautify the meek with salvation. Hey, glory to God. Let's go back to Romans. We got to live holy. Go back to Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. We just gave you a perfect illustration of a living sacrifice when Abraham took his only son to offer him up to the Lord. And it says, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Yeah, I know you all, some of you all may have tuned in to hear something else. But this is what the Lord is saying today. God is sick of our foolishness. If you're going to be holy, live holy. But if you want to live otherwise, go right ahead. Because I'm here to tell you, God is not playing. He once winked at ignorance. He's not winking anymore, people. He said, when I come, I'm going to have me a people without spot or wrinkle. He said, let the wheat grow with the tear, and I'm going to do the separating. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? You perfect? No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not perfect. I have flaws. I have many things that I still need to overcome. Oh, but let me tell you something. Every day I'm striving. I'm striving to make heaven my home. I'm tired of this foolishness. Woo, glory to God. He said, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's your reasonable service. You owe God. You don't owe man. You owe God. And women, if you have sons and daughters, you have to walk circumspectly before them. You can't have men and women in and out of your house. And then you say you're living for the Lord, not in holiness. We have to make a difference. We have to be an example. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed. What did that word conform mean? It means don't bend down. Don't bow down. Don't let this world shape you. Don't let it mold you into what it wants you to be. It said, be not conformed. Don't let other people put in your mind and tell you what to do and what not to do. You take it to the Lord. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Hallelujah. And I know if God has kept me from 1995 to 2013, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He'll keep you too. Woo! Gifts and callings are without repentance. What are you saying? God have given gifts unto men. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. He didn't give you a gift, hallelujah, for you to lure and seduce and to deceive. He didn't give you that gift for you to elevate yourself and put yourself on a pedestal. He gave you a gift because he loved you. He gave you a gift because he wanted you to be holy as unto him. God ain't playing with us. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about nobody. Yesterday, Prophet David said they got this show talking about preachers of L.A. You better be the preachers of the gospel, because L.A. going to take you straight to hell. It's going to take you straight there. You're going to hell with your gift. Your gift of lying. Your gift of deceiving. Your gift of greed. Your gift of being a lover of pleasure more than lover of God. Oh, the lake is going to be full of us. When I say us, I mean all you lying preachers. All you lying teachers. It's going to be full of apostles, prophets and prophetess, pastors and teachers. Uh-huh. God said, I have enlarged hell just for you. Uh-huh. And that means when I decide to quit walking with God, I'm going to be in hell too. Oh, but I'm sold out. I don't have nowhere else to go. Holiness is my life. I don't have another place to go to. Where am I going? To the Buddhist temple? Where am I going? To the kingdom hall? Where am I going? To the mosque? I can't go to those places. Oh, Jesus. Let let me get back and I'm going to be done. I didn't ask for this today, Lord, but you knew what my day was going to be. Because I said, Lord, order my steps today. Order my steps in your word. Order my steps, Lord. I don't know what this day, September the 24th, was going to be like. I had reserved to just sit on back and hear somebody else. But the Lord said, not so. I know what I'm doing, Adrian. Huh? You don't have a clue. But God said, I know what I'm doing. I'm trying to help folks. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. I ask the Lord to give you a new mind. Ask the Lord to create in you a clean heart. Create in me, Lord God. David said, create in me a clean heart, Lord God. Renew a right spirit within me, for a broken heart and a contrite spirit. God won't turn us away. Y'all won't hear this today, but that's okay. It's being recorded in heaven. Blind Talk Radio is recorded. What you think about God? Oh, you better, glory. Lord, I'm asking you to help me. I need help. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is the perfect will of God? I often ask myself, Lord, what is the perfect will of God? He said the perfect will of God goes right back to Hebrews 12 and 14, follow peace with all men and holiness. If we don't see, if we don't live holy, we won't see God. If we don't get ourselves together, we won't see God. If we don't tell our children what does say the Lord, we won't see God. If we fail to repent, if we fail to tell our brothers and our sisters when we see them doing wrong and we turn our head and look the other way, God is going to get us. Because on that day, he going to say, didn't you see Sister Ruby doing wrong? Didn't you see her doing wrong? And you hooked up with her? And did not tell her right from wrong. I'm going to get you. He's saying your soul will be required of you this day. Hallelujah. Is Prophet Davis on the line? 707 number. I had to do this.
Glory. Glory.
I had to do this
glory
today.
Ikobo, Shatabanda, Yeshika, Rezo.
Holiness, Prophet Davis. You yes preached yesterday under the inspiration and the
glory
unction
glory
of the
God
Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
Are we going to be a living sacrifice?
Right.
Holy and acceptable?
Hallelujah.
Now you say, well, Sister Bernard, you know I get weak. We all get weak, but the Bible said, let the weak say that I'm strong. When you weak, that's when you're the strongest. When you wake, that's when you need to go in your secret closet. When you have all of these thoughts coming in your mind. Jesus, the Lord said, I know your thoughts before they even enter into your mind. So even when the thought enters into your mind, ask the Lord, Lord, don't let me act on my thoughts. Don't let me act on my emotions. Don't let me act on what I'm feeling today. Keep me near the cross, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
I love the Lord today.
Glory, glory.
I love him because he spared my life.
Mm-hmm.
God has done something for you. You owe him. You owe him your life. Psalms 12, 1 and 2 have told us that we have to live holy. Oh, glory to God. I'm done. Moshiach, holiness. God is calling for holiness. He's calling for righteousness. God is a holy God. He said, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. It's time to lay aside these weights. Lay aside these sins that so easily. Let me read that one for you, and then we're through. Hallelujah. Lay aside. Ooh. Just turn right on over where you was at in Hebrews 12 and 14. Now just turn right over to that first verse. 12 and 1 say, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, we have some witnesses that have gone on before us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience, Sister Ruby, the race that is set before us. I don't care if you've been in this thing 30 years and a seducing spirit coming one night to lead you into captivity. You better denounce it. You better run quickly. You better do like Joseph did. Joseph ran when the king's wife was trying to seduce him. He left his coat, and that's what she used against him. But he got out. He went to prison for 2 years, but God brought him out. God made Joseph one of the greatest governors that ever lived. Hallelujah, because he held on to his integrity. He did not compromise holiness for a night with the queen. Ah, take me to the king. That's who you need to be talking to. You need to be talking to King Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm turning it over to Prophet David.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Saints of God, I feel the heart of Evangelist Bernard. I feel her heart, and I feel her concern and protection of this ministry because of the fact God has given her a charge. And she's from the school of Jesus Christ that protects the thing that God has given her. This is her baby. And if any of you would have a baby, then you would do the same thing. You would protect that child with your very life. This is what she's doing by the way of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, God.
She's protecting that which God has entrusted to her.
Oh, glory.
And it's time to examine ourselves to see if we're really in the faith.
Jesus.
The Bible says, let every man examine himself to see if you're in the faith. To see if you've strayed away and you've gotten off track. Because truly, if you're working in the flesh and operating in the flesh, you're not belonging to Jesus. You're not operating under the Holy Spirit. You can bind devils all you want to, but what you really need, God spoke to me clearly. He said, you just need another touch from God. You need a touch from Jesus.
Oh, all right.
You need a touch from Jesus. The touch is gone.
Oh, glory to God.
If you're still playing fleshly games, if you're still yielding to the flesh, if you're still desiring lustful things, if you're having lustful thoughts, you simply need another touch from Jesus. And when Jesus touches you, when he really touches you, my God, when Jesus touches you, when Jesus touches you, you will be changed. You will be transformed when he touches
Jesus.
You won't want the sin anymore. You will want him when he touches you. Maybe you've been trying to do this Christian walk in your own strength. Maybe you're trying to do it with your own ability. You can't. You can't do it. But when Jesus touches you, oh my God, the presence of God will come on your life. The power of God will come on your life. The anointing will come on your life. And then you can follow him. But that's what you need today, saints. Let's just ask him for a fresh touch.
Jesus,
I pray for these, your people. I know that there are some who are struggling. And right now, I want to lead them in the prayer of repentance. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent, Lord, for our sins. We repent for the wickedness of our heart. We repent for the things that are not pleasing in your sight. We repent for the things that we know that are wrong and yet do them. We repent for yielding to our flesh. We repent for having an appetite for the flesh and not for the Spirit of God. We repent, Lord, and we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to take it away from us, to remove it from our life, to take the thorn of the flesh away from us. And Father, now we ask you to touch us once again.
Thank you, God.
To touch us once again.
Touch us, Lord.
That we would desire the Holy Spirit above all things. That we would desire your will above our flesh. That we would desire you more than anything in this world. Touch us. If you touch us, we'll come after you. If you touch us, we'll leave the flesh behind. If you touch us, we'll do your will. If you touch us, we'll be healed. Now we are willing to receive your touch, O Lord. We are willing to receive your touch. We are willing to lay down the flesh. We are willing, Father, to surrender to you. We are willing to repent and let this flesh go. We are hungry for you, Jesus. And we confess this day we need another touch. We need a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. Touch us again. Touch us, O God, that we may desire you. Touch our heart, that our heart would not be filled with filth. The desires of lust, the desires of lasciviousness, the desires of sin. Remove the stony heart and replace it with a heart of flesh that is willing to obey you all the time. My God from heaven. My God from glory, thank you for a fresh touch from the Holy Spirit. Because without you, we can't live this life, Lord. Without you, Holy Spirit, we cannot follow Jesus. Without you, we will fall into sin. Without you, we will want the lust of the flesh. Without you, we will look at other bodies and desire the bodies more than the body of Christ. We will be so out of control without the Holy Spirit. We'll literally lose our mind. Without the Holy Spirit, we'll get drunk with wine and we'll want to get drunk with the lust of the flesh. We'll start desiring and doing things that are ungodly and unnatural and not pleasing to God. But Lord, if you touch us, we shall be healed. If you touch us, and I beg you, I beseech thee, O Lord, by the mercies of God, help us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Touch us again, Lord. Heal us from the disease of sin. Heal us from the disease of the desire of lust. Heal us and take it away from us. And Father, we repent for the wickedness we have done. It has come up before you, and you are tired of it. Father, I ask you to cut it off. Literally, cut it off now. Cut off the sin. Cut off the desire of wickedness and replace it with the desire of the Holy Ghost. I beseech thee, O Lord, for thy mercy's sake, for thy name's sake, even for thy people's sake, wilt thou do it? Because the people are too weak to do it themselves. They don't have the strength. They don't have the power. They don't have the ability to give up sin. So now, I ask you to take it from them. And when you take it from them, it will be removed. So, Father, stretch forth your hand and remove the very thing that offends you. Remove the very thing that causes them to stumble. Remove the very stumbling block out of their life that causes them to continually trip over the desires of the flesh. Remove it in the name of Jesus so they can walk upright before you. So they can walk upright before you. Father, I know that all things are possible unto thee. And if thy be willing, and if thou will have mercy, remove this thing, this thorn of sin, this thorn of the flesh out of their life, and give them a mind to desire to live holy now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for changing things now, turning them around, setting their feet on solid ground, and giving them the desire, the will, to completely follow you with all of their heart, with all of their soul, with all of their might, and with all of their strength. And if they choose to turn back, then they know the consequences of turning back into sin. It's destruction and hell. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we all need to be checked. We all need to be examined. We all need to be reproved. We all need to be corrected. And we all need to repent. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All of those who need prayer for the subject that Evangelist Bernard is talking about, we're going to ask her to open up the lines. We're going to pray and ask Jesus to remove the thorn of the flesh, the thorn of lust, the thorn of the lasciviousness, the thorn of anything that would hinder you from living a holy life. Today, that thing is going to be removed in the name of Jesus. The devil is a lie. He shall not have the victory. He shall not have dominion over God's people because God has given us authority.
You want to take a look at the product again. You guys go online and check out. This is the only way. This is my website.
Okay.
Until you guys renew and get your website going.
Okay.
And then
cut the line off. Yes, Sister Doris.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
All the lines go.
You can open anybody you want. Prayer.
All the lines are open.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sister Donna. I'm always so blessed to hear the woman of God. I pray.
Yes.
I started out on the line as her line began, and I'm just watching that anointing fall fresh on her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love how the Lord have even the ministers and the teachers that come online, that they're ministering.
Yes.
And pour it down. I just thank the Lord that it's the real rhema word coming from the Lord thy God. In following this ministry, I've been able to change my life and transform what God, the Holy Spirit, have transformed me. But there's some things that still need to be done away with. I don't use drugs. I don't drink. I don't have illicit sex. I'm trying to walk in the Lord's glory, but I'm asking the Lord to help me with my thoughts and my mouth, the things that I say. Let them be pleasing unto him to help win souls into the kingdom. I'm trying to grow to work for the kingdom. I've totally surrendered my life unto God.
We're
for him
do
I
that.
Live and for him I die. And I just want to be filled and retouched, a fresh anointing to come upon
That's
me
it.
And
That's
for
it.
The Lord to guide me and show
That's
me
it.
How to win souls.
That's it. You know what? You are actually completely on point. The word that the Lord gave me was that we need a fresh touch.
Glory to God.
Ah,
you
know, because sometimes the oil gets a little stale.
Hallelujah.
You know, you cook, and at some point you have to change the oil. So this is what's happened. The saints have been running on old oil too long, and it's gotten dirty. Glory to God. And it's taken the great taste of fresh and clean out of their mouth. So now the Lord is saying, you just need a fresh touch. I'm going to give you fresh oil.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Fresh oil.
Pour fresh into my life.
Fresh oil.
Thank you,
That's
my
what
God.
You need, fresh oil.
Yes, my God.
Father, we thank you for this dear lady, Sister Dunn, Lord. She is called in, Father, because you have ordained this, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
And Father, she needs a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Not from me, Lord, but from you, because she needs a touch of the Holy Spirit from you, Jesus. That fresh oil would flow through her for the glory of God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
My God from heaven.
Thank you, God.
Jesus. A fresh touch. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And when those thoughts come, bind them in the name of Jesus.
There you go, Dad.
Bind them in the name of Jesus. Bind them. Because it's an attack from Satan.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you have the authority, as a matter of fact, now in the name of Jesus. I bind the demonic thoughts that the devil will send. I bind them before he sends them in Jesus' name. And according to the word of the Lord, it is written, you shall pull down the stronghold.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For it is mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Christ.
Thank you, God.
My God from heaven. Woman, be thou loosed in Jesus' name. Something. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus. My God, thank you, Jesus. Oh La Bosha. I feel the anointing now. I feel the Holy Ghost now. My God, thank you, Jesus. When God said that you were loosed, some chains fell off of you. Malkata Rimando Kudo Turbi. Malkata Rimanda Yasaki. It was Sato Hushai. Some chains came off. Some chains came off. Some chains came off you. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. My God from heaven. Sister, start anointing yourself with holy oil. See, we done lost that practice. We done lost that practice. But you got to still anoint your body. You anoint that body with holy oil every night before you go to bed. Glory to God. From head to toe, anoint your head, anoint your hands, anoint your feet, anoint every part of your body. And say, Lord, I dedicate this body to you.
Lord, I dedicate this body to you.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
See, and then as you're sleeping, that anointing going to rest on you. As you're sleeping, that anointing is going to rest on you, and that's what you need. You need the anointing to rest on you when you're still.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
I know, that's the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, God.
My God from heaven.
Jesus.
My God from heaven. Boy, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for having mercy and allowing me to come in without even being prepared. I just came in from another place, and I wasn't prepared, but God has now come. My help has come. Jesus has come for his people.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has come. I can't do this. I'll confess it to anybody. I cannot do this. But when Jesus comes, sister, let me tell you something. In 3 days, you follow these instructions and anoint your body every night. In 3 days, you're going to see a change.
Amen, amen.
In 3 days, you're going to see a change, and only play holy Christian music in your home.
Okay, glory to God.
You follow me?
Praise and worship, yes.
That's it.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Even if you have to leave it on low when you're gone, leave it on low and just let it permeate the atmosphere of your home.
Amen.
That's going to keep the anointing flowing in your home.
Thank
watch
you,
what you watch on TV.
Mm.
Be careful what you watch on TV.
I've been consecrating from those televisions and all the things. I'm just consecrating, trying to receive an infilling of the Holy Spirit, a fresh anointing, and just fasting, consecrating. These I've learned since I've been in fellowship with Evangelist Bernard, you know, things of how to strengthen my sword, to sharpen my sword.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well, see, you've been doing those things. But now the Holy Spirit is going to come and help you.
God.
You've done all that you know. Now the Holy Spirit is going to come and show you his way.
Amen. Thank
you. And his way is simply receiving him.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Well, see, it's not by works.
Glory to God.
It's by submission. Barabosha, to the will of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So what's going to happen as you anoint yourself in 3 days? You're going to see a change. That anointing is going to rest on you as you sleep. That anointing is going to rest on you when you wake up in the morning. That anointing is going to be in your room. You're going to wake up to the anointing. My God from glory. My God, the Lord is holy. He's calling for his people to live a holy life.
Thank you, Jesus.
These are the only ones that are going to make it into the kingdom. He said, straight is the way, and narrow is the gate that leadeth unto eternal life, and few there be that find it. My God from glory. Woman of God, I am so glad, Sister Dunn, that you called in and you confessed your need before the Lord, and because you were honest before the Lord, God is going to reward you with what you have asked him for.
Amen, amen, glory to God. Thank
My
Jesus.
God, do you feel the anointing? I know you feel it.
Yes, I do. These tears are just falling. Something did break. I could just see. I mean, I could just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit just speaking and comforting me at this time. When I called, my spirit was heavy.
Yes.
And I feel much lighter. I know the presence of the Lord is here even now. And I just thank the Lord for his goodness. And I thank him for this line.
Yes.
And I thank him for the obedience of the man of God and the spoken word.
Glory
that
to
was
God.
To my life. I thank the Lord.
Whew. Glory to God. I'm telling you, sister, in 3 days, as you obey the Lord and anoint yourself every night before you go to bed, you're going to see a change by the Holy Spirit.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And you will never go back again. You will never go back.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
My God, I know what I'm talking about in the Holy Ghost. When
that
anointing
you,
comes on me, nothing is hid.
Hallelujah.
Wow, Kaira Saba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God's going to take away a weakness, too. God's going to take away a weakness that's been there. He's going to take it away. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, let the peace of God, let the peace of God flood her heart and her mind by Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Don, are you there? Hello?
Yes, man, God, I'm here.
Okay. Do you feel the peace of God now?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I feel a shift in the atmosphere. Glory to God.
That's it right there. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I give you the glory. Lord, I give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I give you the glory.
Glory to God.
God. That's it. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God.
This is the day of deliverance, says the Lord. This is a day of deliverance. This is no time to be bashful or ashamed of anything you're struggling with, because this is a day of deliverance.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is shifting this ministry to meet the needs of the people. That's why the shift happened yesterday. Open our eyes so that we can see. The first thing we got to look at is ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Be koboshata. How are you going to tell your neighbor he got a plank, he got a beam, and he's got a speck in his eye when you got a beam in your own?
Jesus.
Let's look at ourselves, and God will heal us. He's faithful. Okay, next caller. We got some more people that need deliverance.
Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you.
God bless you.
Elder McCoy. Elder McCoy?
Yes, praise the Lord.
So happy to hear you. See you on. Your line is open.
God bless you, Elder McCoy. Good to see you.
Well, praise the Lord.
Man, we've been praying for you.
Yes, and I've been praying for you all. So you all. And we're just on the line, and we're just listening to things that's going on.
Yes.
And we'll just be quiet. We'll just be silent.
Well, God is good, Elder McCoy, and you know that, and God is in the healing and the delivering business. Are you in need of a healing, sir?
I'm in need of more God, and that's what I'm seeking after.
Well, you shall have what you say according to
that's
the word
right.
of the Lord.
You're right about that.
The word of the Lord says, if you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door shall be open. And if you ask, it will be given unto you.
You're right about that.
So God is right. And because you have asked, my friend, with a humble heart and all sincerity before the Lord is going to grant your request. My God, I can see you grabbing your stomach and the Holy Ghost being so strong there in your stomach area where you're bent over and you're grabbing your stomach and tears are falling out of your eyes because the Holy Ghost is dealing with you in such a strong way. My God from heaven. God is going to begin to deal with you, my friend, because this is a very serious hour. And God is calling for people to cry out for more of him. And because you, Elder McCoy, have cried out and said, I need more of God than anything else. That's the desire of the Savior. Is that you be filled with the fullness of God. Amen.
Amen.
That's his desire.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he said, be not drunk with wine wherein excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. May I pray for you to receive a fresh touch and a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost? Elder McCoy?
I hear you.
I need to pray for you
for a fresh anointing and a fresh filling of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir?
Because the Holy Ghost is Christ in you.
Yes.
Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Yes, I realize that there are
and
many.
I will pray for you, and I will pray for you that you will be anointed with a fresh anointing.
Amen. I receive that, brother. Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, this man of God that has preached the word.
Thank you.
And has, God, had your anointing and vision. God, we ask your God to touch him even right now, God, with your power. Father, we know that it is you in us, oh God, that gives us the power, and it's you with us, oh God, that gives us the power. It's not us, it's not I, that's not me, it's not him, but it's you.
Jesus.
Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you anoint him with your power even now, God, to break every yoke.
Yes, God.
It's my prayer in Jesus' name.
Oh, glory.
In Jesus' name, I humbly receive it.
Amen.
I humbly receive it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you, sir, for your prayer. And Jesus, I thank you for answering this your servant's prayer.
Glory.
For it is done. For it is done.
Thank you.
It is done.
Thank you.
And I am eternally grateful to the Lord.
And
I am eternally grateful to you, sir, because you've obeyed the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, we have to humble ourselves in order to receive.
Yes, sir.
And when you said, I will pray for you, I said, that's the Holy Ghost talking.
Thank you, Lord.
Who am I but to say yes, Lord, to your will?
Thank you, Jesus.
Who am I but to say yes to your will, Lord?
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, he has obeyed you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Good God from heaven. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We can rejoice. You see, God will send someone to even pray for you, even as you're ministering. God will send someone to pray for you, and you're not to reject it, because God is trying your heart to see if you're willing and obedient. Thank you, brother. Glory to God.
Yeah, I am. Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to a number I don't recall as much. 9110-1674.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, then. So we didn't get no response. We're going to Sister T.
Right now, I can't talk.
Sister T.
I'm at the doctor right now. I can't talk.
Oh, okay.
And I exalt your holy name.
Well, you want
to have
Sister Cammy,
praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah, I'm too asking for prayer for what I say in my thoughts as well, and making sure that I stay on one accord with God and continue to keep him first. So I thank you for that. That's wonderful.
Sister Cammy, are you going to tell your testimony?
Yeah.
Now, when God blesses you, you got to tell your testimony now.
Hope it's the right time because of, we're asking for prayer for other things, so I didn't know if it was okay to do that.
Well, of course it's okay to tell a testimony, because the people need to be encouraged.
I didn't know. Yeah, about the house. Yeah, God, I'm still so, just for the prayer, still a little nerves because, I was so choked up with the prayer and everything, so just give me a little bit. Praise God. I was having some problems with this house that I've been trying to get with the landlord, with what he was trying to do, trying to get me to do, and wasn't sure what I was going to do. I was kind of torn, and prayed, and Micah, David prayed with me, and actually interceded for me, and made it so that God not only had the house, well, he said he had the house already for me, so we know that God had that house for me, but made it so he didn't hold me to what he initially tried to get from me. So I'm grateful to that, and I thank God for that. So God is good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. God is awesome, I tell you. Saints of God, God can turn your situation around in one day. Hey, Kobo Shata. God can turn that thing around in one day.
One day.
One day. The same. You wake up one morning one way and you go to bed a different way. God can turn your situation
around
the same day.
Hallelujah.
And that's what happened with her. The situation was so bad, it was almost impossible for her to get in that house. But the same day, right after the message yesterday, God turned it around.
Thank you.
And the man was a Catholic, and he didn't even want to talk about Jesus. I say, I'm a preacher, brother. I talk about Jesus. That's what we do. He said, well, Jesus is not going to help me talk to the bank because my mortgage is due. And I said, well, it's according to your faith. Glory to God. But he came back on the phone. He said, I gotta hang up and I got to call you back. And when he hung up, God was dealing with him. And when he called back, he had a new deal on the table. Don't tell me God don't hold the heart of the king in his hand. And he turn it whithersoever he please. My God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Sister Lee, fear not. Be not in doubt.
Amen.
Only believe. And the Lord is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Only fear thou not, but be strong and of good courage.
Amen.
Be strong and of good courage, and you shall see the salvation of the Lord, as he has already shown you, and you will continue to see his salvation as you remain faithful to the Lord. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
My God.
You can even go to the website. I'll text it for you.
I trust in you.
On it.
Yes.
Time was over.
Right.
God bless you.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to Sister Arlene. Sister Arlene.
Oh, my God, in the strength of the Lord. Sister Arlene?
Yeah, hi, good evening. I'm in the office today, so I have you guys on mute.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm just listening in.
Did you need prayer for anything specifically or generally?
No. Well, I always need prayer. Thank you, but not anything specifically. Thank you.
Well, let me ask you this: what are you asking the Lord to do for you?
I don't know. It's such a deep question. Just a lot of stuff. Whatever he wants to do.
Pardon me?
Yeah. So whatever he wants to do.
What about making you a better witness for the Lord?
That would be awesome.
Thank you, Jesus. Where the people and the circle of people that you're around, that he has placed you around, where he would give you literally the words to speak to them to cause them to consider their eternal destiny. Where you, in your conversation, would be able to work it in through wisdom for them to consider if they should die the same day, what would be their destination? To consider the fact that Jesus paid for their sin on the cross and that they don't have to continue in sin, but the sin has been paid for if they accept the Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
Father, we pray for this dear lady, that the circle of people that you have put her around, even in her office place and her work environment, and those who are unbelievers that you have had placed her in that atmosphere, that you would cause her to have the boldness to witness to them. For this is the purpose that you have sent her, that she might testify of your salvation, and that you are the Savior of the world and there is no other. And that if she would simply open her mouth, you will fill it. And you will give her the words to say in that hour, so that many souls can be saved, and that many would consider and ponder the fact that you are Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Deliverer, the Healer, the only one who can set them free. Father, I thank you that you will do this with the heart of love and the heart of wisdom. In the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, and thank you for listening.
All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. We're going back to 910. Your four last numbers is 1674.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Who am I speaking to?
I couldn't. I'm in an area where it's not clear.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's pretty clear.
Thank you.
I was able to hear some things, and some things I wasn't able to. My phone kept cutting back and forth. So anyway, this is Prophetess Barbara Teal.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Glory to God.
Prophet Pearson, I enjoyed the message. It's a true message. And the word that God has given unto you,
Prophet,
is to
perpetual.
Yes, dear.
This is Prophet Michael Davis.
Prophet Michael Davis. What happened to Prophet Pearson? Am I a day late or something?
No, don't worry. You got me on the line. It's the Holy Ghost. He gets
okay,
the glory.
Okay, because there is a word.
Yes.
There is a word.
Yes, ma'am.
And the word that I was about to give to Prophet Pearson, so your spirit is so similar.
Glory to
okay?
God.
Okay.
If
but
the, word is from
the Lord, the young man that came on, the elder that prayed for you.
Yes.
You have to understand his boldness through Jesus Christ, why he said what he said.
Uh-huh.
It has nothing to do with your anointing. All
yes.
he said is that your anointing is, like you said, is a fresh anointing.
Yes.
It's
yes.
a fresh and a bolder anointing.
Oh,
and
I
when you
that.
Speak... it will be so fluently that the Holy Spirit will flow through you like a river of pure running water, which is the Word of God through Jesus Christ. God is taking you to a higher level. Do not hesitate to speak and let God let it flow like a river of pure running water. God is raising you up. Nobody raised you up but God through the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
there's too many prophets out here that are not being raised by God, been raised by them to, according to themselves.
Yes.
We have to be careful with the anointing, because in the last days there will be many false prophets.
Yes.
But you, my brother, you have been chosen, not called, chosen by God, that when you go out here, he is not through with you. You haven't seen nothing yet.
Hallelujah.
For that river of pure running water is the fresh anointing. You will open up your mouth and you will speak and you will say things before you even realize what you're saying, because you will not be in control.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Kamoshi
narirokonai.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hanarosa.
And God says to you, I've been speaking to your heart and to your mind. It's about your heart. It's about your mind. Moses went up and got the new Ten Commandments law, the second one. And that one, he said, I'll put in your heart and in your mind. That you will hear his voice when the coming of the Messiah, after his death, burial, resurrection.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You must walk by the Spirit. He don't want 99.99 in these last days. He wants 100% from all of us. I don't care what anointing that you have. You will follow the direction of the Lord, and he will tap you on your shoulders, and he will send somebody to tell you that you're offline. Get back on the straight and narrow road.
Yes,
God loves those that he has called and chosen. He's called and chosen all of us for redemption, for salvation.
Yes, yes,
but when there's an anointing on your life, you got to let go and let God be God in you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
you can't perceive what God and how he wants you to be with that anointing. You have got to surrender totally and let God be God in you.
Yes,
you have a healing ministry. I keep hearing this healing.
Yes, Lord.
God said fivefold. He said, everybody, I will be what I will to be in them.
Yes.
Everybody. They got the Holy Spirit in them. They got the fivefold ministry. Because God said, I will be what I will to be in you. How dare we limit God when the Holy Spirit is inside of us? Let God be God inside of you.
Yes.
Oh, it is so strong in my spirit.
Good God.
Shot
Glory to God.
I didn't see. The Lord cleared this line.
Yes, Lord.
I tried my phone, Sister Adrian, and it was worse than the phone in the house. I'm in Jacksonville right now.
Woo, glory.
Dremesa. My brother, my brother, my brother, you are precious in the eyesight of God. God has taken you from a piece of coal into a diamond, and he's still shining you up. He's still molding and shaping you. Glory be to God for all that he's done in your life. Thank him for the bad, the good, and the ugly. Because without the bad, you'll never know what God wants you to do. That you may have a testimony and say, nobody could have brought me out but God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
nobody.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You've been hurt.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You've been talked about. God said, praise me when they evilly talk about you and mistreat you. God said, it's time for you to walk totally by faith with the anointing that I've called you into this world. And only I say of the Lord is your teacher. Man can't choose where you to go and how you to do it and what you're to say.
Yes.
They have no control over the anointing in your life, for you are in the palms of the Almighty God. And nothing shall snatch you out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is healing you. He's healing you. And everything that you're going through right now that's around you, God is saying, enough is enough. Back off, Lucifer. This is my servant that I created in my image and in my likeness. Back off. For the blood of my son is against you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fresh anointing by God himself.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
He is spirit understand spiritual things, mysteries.
Yes, Jesus.
That you may speak unto God's people and break it down and explain it so they can get the revelation also.
Yes,
as God give it to you.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
praise God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
woo,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
I
my
hear,
Lord.
And I obey.
I give you all the praise. Hallelujah, my Lord.
I hear, I obey.
You just never know. You just never know.
Glory
when God, through Jesus Christ, is going to step in a situation.
Yes, yes.
But you're going to be bolder than ever.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Bolder than ever.
Yes. Yes.
Praise him
yes.
for the bad, the good, and the ugly. Because that's
you.
Your strength.
Thank
the
you.
Bad, the ugly is your strength.
Yes,
and
Lord.
He takes the bad
yes,
things
Lord.
And changes and make good out of it.
Thank
so that's
you.
When we need to thank him, worship him.
Thank
no,
you.
Thank you, praise him, and then worship him. Because
thank
the praising him is going to go automatically into
yeah.
worship.
My God, my God.
It's going to change your atmosphere like you told the young lady.
Yes.
The atmosphere will change.
Hallelujah.
Around you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's all I have to say.
My God.
That's all
you
I
know.
Have to say, Sister Adrian.
Thank you
Pastor
for being obedient.
Adrian Bernard. And I thank you, my brother.
Yes.
For listening to the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You
Hallelujah.
Already know these things.
Yes, Lord.
But God
yes.
always got to send somebody
That's
to
right.
encourage
That's
us.
Right. That's
to
right.
lift us up.
That's right.
To tell us who we are in him.
That's
you
right.
said, I come for the sinners.
Yes.
I come for the sinners. Encourage
yes.
them. Lift
yes.
them up. Tell them. That everything they need is from
Hallelujah.
God.
Yes.
You done try the world. Try
yes.
God.
Yes.
Try God.
Yes.
Let him show himself unto thee.
Thank you.
Tell
yes.
my people that I'm coming.
Hallelujah.
I'm coming.
Hallelujah.
I'm coming.
Hallelujah.
And I'm coming soon.
Hallelujah.
And nobody knows the time, the hour, or the day. That's the ministry. That God called for in for me.
Yes.
And I'm ready to tell it. I'm still being worked on until the day God,
God.
Called me home.
My God.
We
my
must
God.
Humble ourselves
yes.
and forget about title and
yes.
think about the power that's
yes.
behind and
my
in
God.
Front of the title.
My God, my God.
Because a title means nothing if the power
yes.
isn't there.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Obedience.
Yes.
Save the Lord is better than sacrifice.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, so go in peace, my brother.
I receive
in Jesus, Yeshua's name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Woo.
Okay.
Sister Adrian.
Woo. Yes.
Pastor
yes.
Adrian.
God bless you, Prophet Steele.
I haven't talked to you to let you know where I'm located now.
So
I'll talk to you sometime this evening, okay?
All right, thank you.
I love you, baby.
I love
Ooh.
You. Thank you.
God
Jesus.
Bless everyone on the line.
Amen.
I speak blessings. I decree it. I call it into existence.
Yes.
And I speak peace and joy in your heart and mind.
Yes.
In Jesus, your shoe's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'll
wow.
talk to you later, sister.
God bless you,
woman of God. I got to go pick up my brother, okay?
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen. Oh, my Lord. I feel so blessed right now being on this line. Oh,
Jesus.
I receive all the prayers. I'm going to court. My husband and I are going to court against the bank for unlawfully repossessing our home on the 3rd. So please, saints of God, pray for us to have victory in the court of man.
Yes. Did you hear how God reversed or turned around Sister
yes.
Cammy Lee's situation in
yes.
the same day?
Yes. Yes.
Then
yes.
then I want you to do two things.
Yes, sir.
One, I want you to anoint yourself. Okay. This is by faith. The oil itself means nothing. As the woman of God, as the prophet has said, Jesus is the anointing. But this is an act of faith. I want you to anoint yourself 3 days before the court date. For those 3 days before the court date, anoint yourself with oil. In Jesus' name. And I want you to sow a seed. I want you to sow a seed in this ministry.
Okay.
Whatever the Lord tells you to sow.
I just told Evangelist Bernard yesterday that I was sowing a seed.
That's confirmation. There it is.
Yes.
There it is. See, when it's the Holy Ghost, when it's the Holy Ghost, it'll actually be a confirmation to what he's dealing with you about. Amen.
Yes.
You sow the seed. And you believe that God will reverse or turn the situation in your favor.
Yes, sir.
And the scripture I want you to stand on, I don't know exactly where it is now. I think it's in Proverbs. That the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and that he will turn it whithersoever he pleases.
Amen.
The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. That means those who are in authority, their heart is in God's hand. I have seen judges turn situations in God's favor, but it was the Lord that turned their heart. Amen?
Amen.
You stand on that scripture. Lord, you read that scripture every day. And you know that scripture, and you quote that scripture, and you stand on it, and you sow that seed that God will turn the situation around. You anoint yourself with oil 3 days prior to the court date, and we will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
My God from glory.
Amen.
Maltaro kalande hoshai.
Amen.
We will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
My God from glory. I feel the peace of God. I feel the presence. You know, that was God who had that dear man, Elder McCoy, pray for me. That was God. And then God explained it through the prophetess from Florida. Let me explain what he was doing. That you would have more boldness. Oh, my God, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. God is so faithful. He is so good. Even when we're not, he is. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Even when we're not, he's good.
Amen.
Okay, so you got it?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay,
God bless you.
Go forth and do it, and we expect to hear a testimony.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Mal karan devi.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Go forth in faith.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
With songs of deliverance, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. Let the weak say that they're strong. Jesus is our hiding place. Whew, my God, I'm really feeling the anointing here. Glory to the Lamb of God. With songs of deliverance, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. the weak, say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. Glory to God. Next caller.
Oh, that's everybody on the line. Excuse me, Prophet Davis.
Everybody's on?
Yes, everybody came on.
My God, from heaven. There's no more?
No. That's the thing.
My God. My God. I really feel a heavy anointing. That's amazing.
Amen.
Good God from heaven. I normally don't sing unless I feel the anointing. I don't even sing, God allows me to sing. Good God from heaven. And I know you guys are feeling it over there. I know it because I'm about to pass out over here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Holy. Good God from heaven.
Yeah.
Something about trusting in Jesus. And that message that Evangelist Bernard, God gave her about living holy. And it's amazing how God sent the two people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To even, to send the two people really to even pray for me. And I appreciate that man's boldness. Elder McCoy, brother, I love you in Jesus' name. I love that brother. He just, no, I'm going to pray for you. I love it. And I'm glad he did because I felt the prayer. And there are times even as we are ministering and before, we need prayer. We give out so much and we get attacked and we're in all kinds of battles that we don't tell you about. But God knows, and he sent that dear brother, and God bless you, brother, if you're listening or if you ever listen to this again, Elder McCoy, God bless you. You're my brother. I love you in Jesus' name. If I don't see you on earth, I will see you in heaven. And then the dear prophetess that came to talk about a higher level and a river, a pure river of running water that God was going to give unto me. And I thank God for that because God sent that word. And she didn't know that I had a healing ministry because I don't talk about that. But God knows everything. And I'm personally thankful. I feel that God did something even for me today. That's why
Hallelujah.
He sent people to pray for
me.
Yes. You bear witness with that, Evangelist?
Oh, yes, he did. Say, hey, he ordained this day. Hey, glory. God ordained this day, I tell you. Woo, Prophet is still, you know, she have a different number that I'm used to. We didn't even know that was her.
That's God.
Out of Connecticut, but God knew who was going to be on this line.
Yes.
He already knew everything that was going to unfold. I didn't have no message prepared. This was prophetic Tuesday, and certainly God have lived up to that billing. This was a prophetic Tuesday. Ooh, Jesus. But
thank
I need
you,
prayer
Jesus.
Right now. I'm asking for prayer. I need a fresh touch.
Yes,
and also
yes.
I need you to pray for the situation that unfolded.
Yes.
That God would give me peace.
Yes, yes.
And I don't beat up myself for somebody else's wrongdoing.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
that's
it's,
right.
It's, don't understand
thank
as
you, Jesus.
Leaders, when people confide in you,
yes.
you know, then they feel like you have took that confidentiality and have exposed it. But you got to know one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing hidden from God.
That's right.
God
That's
has
right.
a reason and a purpose for exposing.
That's right. A reason. That's right.
Ungodly.
That's
anything
right.
ungodly, it's
That's
only
right.
a matter of time.
That's right.
Not, don't take it personal.
That's right. That's
Say,
right.
Say, Lord. Help,
right.
it's me.
That's right.
Me, oh, Lord, I'm standing
in the need of prayer. But we take it personal, and the reason we take it personal, because guess what? We don't want to repent.
That's it. Come on. Come on.
We don't want to repent.
Thank you,
it's
Father.
Something
thank
in
you.
Us.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Just repent.
Yes.
Where God can help you, because if you don't repent, God sends warning.
That's right.
Send you a warning. Then the destruction comes. Because remember, the devil don't want you to live holy.
Thank you.
He don't want you to be happy.
Thank you, Jesus.
His job is to kill and destroy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm asking for prayer. I need a fresh
faith.
And I'm not backing up. I'm not bowing down to the devil.
Thank
you're
you.
Wrong, you're wrong. If
thank
Sister
you,
Adrian is wrong,
thank
I will say I am wrong. Forgive me. Lord, I need help. But I'm not going to let nobody back me in the corner.
Let me say this publicly and openly. You see, the Bible does instruct us to seek counsel concerning his decisions. And you can't have proper counsel without revealing the situation.
Come on.
And so in order for proper counsel to come forth, the situation has to be discussed among the people who are in positions of responsibility. And so it that was done in confidence. And any calls that were made subsequent to that were also done with the greatest of care. No condemnation, but only consideration for the ministry first, because the people are God's responsibility, and then he has entrusted that to Evangelist Bernard. This is her ministry, and so she has to be careful of the conduct of the people that she allows to minister, because the people belong to God and not her. So you are free from any wrongdoing, Evangelist Bernard, according to the scriptures, because your motive was simply to protect that which God had given you.
Oh, Jesus.
You acted according to God's will to protect what he had given you.
Jesus.
Ah, glory to God. The devil is a lie. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And you truly were walking after the Spirit of the living God, because you were concerned about that which concerns God, which are his souls. These souls belong to Jesus. And you fear the Lord, and because you fear the Lord, you wanted to do exactly what Jesus would do, protect the flock from any invasion or intrusion of anything that did not look like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Help us, Lord.
And Father, anyone who would try to accuse this dear sister, your daughter, we forgive them, for they know not what they do. We forgive them, and we pray for them that, Lord, you will lead and guide them into your truth.
Thank you, God.
For thy glory, for thy honor, and for thy name's sake. But let it be said, especially concerning this ministry, if there's any wrongdoing or if there's any lifestyle that's not pleasing unto God behind the scenes, God is going to expose it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because there's a work that God is doing, and it shall not be hindered, and it shall not be interfered with, because the hand of God is on this work, and that was proven today.
Yes, God.
That was proven beyond a shadow of a doubt today, that the hand of the Lord is on this work.
Yes.
God sent an elder by the name of Elder McCoy to come and to even speak over my life. Son, I'm speaking a new anointing over your life. And that's in order. That's completely in order. I humbled myself to it because the Holy Spirit said, humble yourself to this servant of the Lord.
Jesus.
I am not big enough to say, no, I'm going to pray for you. If the Holy Spirit quickened that man, and I know he did.
He did.
And I know the Holy Spirit did it because God sent a word to confirm God
word
did it because of this.
Sure did.
That's why you have to humble yourself when correction comes. That man of God is in a position to correct me, and I am in a position to humble myself and receive correction. If I would not have received correction, God would not have released that woman's line to be open so that she could prophesy.
That's right.
But I'm going to tell you something if you're listening on the line or if you should ever hear this. When God's people come to correct you, don't fight against it. Don't fight against correction. Don't fight against correction, because what's going to happen, it's going to cause you to get in error. And if you're in error, then you're out of God. God corrected me today. I humbled myself publicly on the phone in front of his people. And if I can do it, so can you.
So can you. Thank you, Jesus.
If I can do it, so can you. None of us are above correction. None of us are above correction. But it's better to humble yourself. It's better to humble yourself because God will exalt the humble. But the proud, he'll cast down. Whew, glory to God. So I pray in the name of Jesus for Evangelist Bernard, even as Elder McCoy prayed for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That a fresh anointing would come upon her. A clean and pure anointing. As pure as the rivers of living water that bring forth healing into our very soul, into our very spirit. Father, let that anointing not only rest upon her, but let it remain upon her. For thy glory, for thy honor, and for thy name's sake. Let a peace, even the peace that surpasses all understanding, let it resonate in her spirit now. For the glory of God, I ask in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord God.
Father,
thank you.
Let the confidence of the Holy Spirit be in her life, in her mind, and in her heart, to know that you are with her as you have proven this day.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have proven it, Lord. You have proven it beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are with her.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
For the glory of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And thank you for Sister Ruby.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Who is an ever-present help.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
In a time of need.
Yes, God. Thank you.
She has been faithful and consistent, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And let that fresh anointing rest upon her also.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
And, Father, let the healing power of the Holy Spirit flow from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet.
Lord, thank you, God.
My God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for your peace in that home.
Yeah, thank you.
Let it flow like a river.
Yes, God.
From the rooftop to the very foundations.
Yes, Lord, God. Hallelujah.
The peace of God flow through that house.
Oh, Jesus, Lord.
This day.
Ah.
For thy glory.
Glory.
For thy honor.
Your honor.
For thy name's sake.
Thy name's sake.
We thank you, O Lord, for correcting us today.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for stepping in to show that you are God.
You are God. Hallelujah.
And that you truly are in control.
God.
We are not. And we confess it. We are not. Yes. And if we thought we were, we repent.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for correcting us, Lord. Thank you for getting our feet back on the right path, Lord.
Oh, God.
Lord, there may have been pride that entered me because the message was so powerful yesterday. But, Lord, Lord, there can be nothing because it was nothing that I did.
Mm.
It was all of you.
All of you,
God. None of me.
None of me. Thank you, God.
All of thee, Lord, and none of me. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For you know even the slightest thing, and you come to fix it, to make sure that we don't get puffed up.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you, Lord, because humility is better than pride.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow. My sister Bernard.
Yes, yes.
I encourage you. The presence of God is so strong here. I just encourage you that don't listen to the naysayers. God has spoken to you today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He sent those two vessels
mm-hmm.
to prove one thing, that God is running this program, not even you.
Ah, glory.
He's proven that he's running this thing.
Yes, Lord.
You're the overseer,
mm-hmm.
but he's in control.
Ah, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
And he even put me in check.
Glory to God.
He said, now, Michael, don't you even think about getting puffed up.
All right.
But see, I humble myself because I know he's God.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's sovereign.
Woo, Lord. After I get off this phone, I'm going to go lay on the floor, and I'm just going to lay my face in the carpet and just say, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you.
Mm.
I thank you. I thank you because Moses made one mistake and he didn't enter the promised land. He hit the rock instead of speaking to it.
Mm.
And God told him, because you have done this, you're not entering in to the promised land.
Mm.
You see?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God from heaven. God is nothing to play with, and we'll have to pray for the, we continue to pray for the situation.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Well, we just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It's nothing
yeah.
more that we can say.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank
Jesus.
You, God.
Thank you. Thank
Looking
you, Jesus.
For you all to tune in tomorrow. We don't know what the Lord is going to do. I'm just going to play it by ear.
Whoo! After Lord, today. I think I'm going to tune in, too.
Amen, amen. So thank you all. We praise God for each and every one of you. Thank you, Sister Donna. They have been with us since the inception of this broadcast. God bless you all. Thank God for Sister Eileen on the line. Hallelujah. And all of you all that have made the sacrifice to come on and fellowship with us. We praise God for you again. Thank God for Sister Ruby. Amen. So we're going to close on out. Pray that everyone have a blessed and beautiful day. In Jesus' mighty name, close on all. I'm trying to find
Amen.
A worship song. Hallelujah. So many on here. Amen. We just going to play trust. Richard Smallwood, God bless you all. See you on tomorrow. Okay. God bless you all. Well, ain't nobody on the line. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.